Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Caps coverage is brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. Now, Little Birdie told us that if the Winnipeg Jets close out the Blues tonight, there's potential for the Caps to host game one of Caps Canes Sunday night at at Capital One Arena. Now, that's not
It's not a definite.
It's not a definite.
Have your red ready to rock.
That's from Rumorville.
Because apparently the NHL doesn't want a vacant night, especially a weekend, without any hockey.
Right.
So if Winnipeg plays, they play tonight.
They do play tonight, yes.
If they lose,
then a game seven would take that slot.
Right, and maybe Washington would open up Monday night.
Potentially.
Okay.
I just think that that's hard. I mean, I guess it's either Monday or Sunday, right? It's mainly seeing a one-day difference. It's hard when the guys don't know. When the guys don't know when you're going to play.
And on a sad note, no more monumental sports coverage of the series. Yeah. They all go national now.
Right.
Right.
So you're going to get inferior calls of Caps games going forward. But that's just the nature of the beast at this point.
Right, right.
So Joe B. and Locker, have a nice off season. We'll see you again in October.
Well, that just you were tuning into the wrong station anyway.
Well, I did that, but I realized the error of my ways, and I switched about 8 or 10 minutes in.
Just
I admitted being a bad Caps fan.
It's just a little bit opportunity for them to come on our show.
That's a great point.
Give us their take.
Yes, give us their expert take on
as
Caps Canes.
Playoffs progress, hopefully.
Yes. All right, why don't you give us your expert take on the entertainment page?
So are you rooting for Winnipeg to close out so you have something to watch Sunday, or do you want to watch it Monday?
Jason wants it to be Monday because he wants to hype it up during the show.
Yeah, I want to talk about it on Monday. Yeah.
Well, you do a recap on Monday.
Sooner is better. I kind of rooting for Sunday.
Because you feel like you're on a heater.
I hate Sunday nights.
I get the Sunday scaries every single week. So
that'll help fight
Sunday scaries.
I swear to God, this helps. Booze.
Sunday, I usually
don't solution
do
for almost everything.
It does. Because if you can't sleep, you just get a little drunk.
No, I don't do that.
You just drink a little bit.
As long as you're moderate.
Who doesn't
before
do
you
that?
Go to bed?
I heard of a very famous person that does that.
We should have a liver test.
A liver test?
Yeah.
Sure.
Who has the most spots?
I don't want that.
So who has the most fatty
liver? We've always talked about having, we've talked about having the T test, the sperm test.
I would do all
these
things.
Add that to the list.
I think mine is overstated, to be fair. I play 3 or 4 times a week, and I was joking about you're drinking too much. He goes, I've barely ever seen you drink. See?
If we do a test and you have to draw my blood, I can do that. But I would need to look away. I don't even like talking about it. I don't like seeing my life force drained away in a vial.
No, but
even
I would recommend
a little bit of it.
If it's a Sunday night game, Jason, just stay up and just have a beer or two on, and that'll help you fall asleep.
Yeah.
It does help.
I'd fall asleep earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, start it during the game.
What I'll do is I'll watch the first period live, and then I'll get up at friggin' 3,
right,
like I do every morning, and watch the rest on DVR.
I wake up.
And that sucks.
Every night anyway. All right, the entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check them out at BMWFairfax.com. All right, good news here, boys. Great news, actually. Elijah Arenas, welcome home with gifts and flowers after his Cybertruck crash, Cakes. There's video of him, and he's walking around. And he looks pretty good. And, you know, for a guy who was in such a devastating accident, who was writhing around in pain, now, obviously a lot of it was the smoke inhalation, which can be deadly. We know that very personally through our buddy Brett's tragedy with his brother. He looks remarkably unscathed.
Yeah.
That's so be good to go for... Is he going to USC. USC or UCLA?
Yeah,
USC.
He's USC guy.
SC gave him the big sack of cash.
I tell you, considering everything that that guy's been through, he looks like he ain't going to have any problem balling. You know,
if they gave Rodney Rice $3 million, how much are they giving him? It has to be like $5 million, right?
Yeah, that's a great point.
It has to be way more.
Where
than
is
Rice
he ranked
is
in his class? Is he like one of the top five guys?
Super. I think he's like a projected top two or three pick. 26 NBA draft pick. He's got to be probably top of his class.
Right. So, yeah, he's probably getting, if they're giving freaking Rodney Rice $3 million.
He's getting five.
He's getting five.
He has to.
Yeah, great point, Cakes.
Can you imagine being 18 years old and getting $5 million handed to you? What would you have done at 18 with $5 million?
It's crazy.
Steve Smith.
The college sports world is just crazy.
Steve Smith is in the news, and not for great reasons. Of course, remember, we talked about the guy who accused him of having an affair with his wife. He's actually filed a lawsuit against him under the homewrecker law. That ain't good, Cakes.
No, it's not. You know what? I already don't like Steve Smith Jr. because I think it was last week. He was cranking up the storm siren for the Carolina Hurricanes before one of their games against the Devils. I don't like him. Don't like Steve Smith Jr. He's in the crosshairs. Well, do not like that guy.
Well, neither does Anthony Martinez.
My reasons for it are way different than his.
Asking for over $100,000 from him in a civil lawsuit. I would think he would ask for more. Now, here's what's interesting about it. In the homewrecker law, it lets a spouse sue the person impeding on or breaking up a marriage. Martinez, to prove it, has to show that he actually had genuine affection in his marriage at the time of the alleged affair. So it can't just be a situation where we're technically married, but we were seeing other people, kind of know what I mean? And then you can't just jump in there and sue a guy. No, he has to prove somehow that he was
like that
still
the marriage
sized.
Was on good terms.
Yeah, it was
like,
on good terms, and he was in love, and this guy freaking ruined his life.
Consummating.
Right.
And he's being sued in the state of Maryland?
Ooh, that's a great question, Jason.
Yeah, where did
Why do you say state
happen?
Of Maryland? Well, no, it's a civil lawsuit in North Carolina's Mecklenburg County Superior Court.
Because that's Charlotte.
I thought she was a Ravens employee or a Ravens...
she was in the band.
Yeah. She was in the band.
Yeah.
Right.
Because didn't they meet in... Because he was up in Baltimore. That's where they met.
For a game.
Right.
For a game, because he was doing some TV show, and they met. And that's where it started.
Right.
You can't say that.
You can say that. There's nothing wrong with that.
I have a gap there. Come on, Valdez. You're the one that planted the seed.
He's overly sensitive over there.
Just keeping you guys employed.
I do appreciate
I don't know if this is a great look for Shannon Sharpe, considering everything he's been accused of.
Yeah. Kicked his face.
Well, my eyes are just, they're killing me. No matter how many, I could put a billion drops in, it's not helping.
Shannon Sharpe says, I've known Smitty 20 years. He actually putting this out. He was just at my party at the Super Bowl. Had a great conversation with him. Hard nose. The way he plays, X, Y, and Z. But, bro, you need to take that up with your
wife.
Did he
do his Hard Knocks bit and say, I demand my restitution? No. That whole bit?
No, he said, you want to read this? Read this last
Shannon
line. No,
Sharp.
No, it's a great one. Read him with his bad S's from right here. But, bro, start right there. But,
all right, I'll see what I can do.
Do it with your...
Bro.
But bro, you need to take that up with your wife. Smitty owes you no loyalty.
Right.
I don't think that was Shannon Sharpe.
No, it was better before.
Yeah, it was better before. It was organic before.
Right. All right. I don't even know. So I know the song I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It or whatever, the Katy Perry. Is that the same song that this chick that died wrote? It's What's Jill Sobule, singer of the iconic 90s anthem, I Kissed a Girl and Supermodel, dead at 66.
Ooh.
So there was another song called I Kissed a Girl?
I guess so.
Gotta play that.
It's from 1995.
Play it, Valdi. See if we recognize it.
Give me one second, sorry.
And Supermodel.
I kissed
a girl. Can find that. While you're looking for that.
How did she pass?
Oh, my. A house fire. Terrible.
Oh.
Another smoke thing, probably. I got to make sure all my smoke things are
make
working.
Make sure your smoke alarms are working. Carbon monoxide detectors are good.
Right.
Don't sleep on those.
I got nervous last night because we went upstairs and it was like 78 upstairs. But our AC wasn't on. This is I Kissed a Girl.
You've ever heard this song? It was a top 20. Oh, yeah, man. We had a drink, we had a smoke. She took off her
overcoat. I kissed a girl. I think I do know that.
I think I've heard it before.
Totally different than Katy Perry song.
It's not as popular, obviously, as Katy Perry.
I know there was legal turmoil because
at the time, the title of the song.
Because it was an openly gay song.
No, just I think she sued Katy Perry for the title of the song.
Okay.
Which I don't think you could do because there's a million songs with the same titles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kanye, speaking of suing, is suing either his dentist or his mom's dentist. He's suing some dentist.
As long as he's not suing your dentist.
Don't sue my dentist, Dr. Mora.
Sue your dentist.
For allegedly fostering nitrous gas dependency.
Oh,
because there's been these rumors out lately that Kanye's been, he's addicted to nitrous gas.
To the laughing gas. Okay.
Oh, so that's where this
is
coming
from. It does make
you
feel silly. I can understand probably getting addicted to the feeling.
So is nitrous gas, is that the same thing as like meth? Believe me, I have no idea.
I don't think
like
so.
Crystal meth, you mean?
I have no idea, man.
No, it can't be the same thing.
Is it different? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's
a dumbed down version of it.
I know nothing.
Because I know they say Justin Bieber's addicted to meth, they think. That's a speculation.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same as nitrous oxide.
Nitrous oxide?
Don't believe, I could be wrong.
How does that cause you to be dependent? Like, how do you get addicted to nitrous oxide?
Because it gives you like a euphoric feeling, and I guess you just keep wanting it.
Right. It's nice for euphoric feelings.
Euphoric feelings are amazing.
I love euphoria. I don't know. I got Kevin on. There's more stuff. At some point, maybe next week, we'll talk about Tom Cruise. And you know what his latest stunt is in the latest Mission Impossible?
I don't.
This is me guessing. I don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
The highlight is wing walking.
Oh, nice. Geez.
He's like legit wing walking.
Sounds very dangerous.
He's psychotic.
He's psycho. Mm. Yeah. Psycho.
I prefer ground walking.
Right.
Over wing walking any day of the week.
Coming up next, we will talk movies, all things entertainment with Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5.